This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we continue our study of one day in the life of David based on 1 Samuel 25, I'd like to focus our attention on the servant who notified Abigail of what transpired between David and Nabal and the consequent impending catastrophe. He had observed Nabal's insulting response to David's request. Possibly he followed David's men back to their camp to see how David would respond. When David's men armed themselves, he knew destruction was about to come on Nabal's household. Being a mere servant, he knew he couldn't do much to stop what was about to happen, so he did the only thing he felt might turn things around. He courageously went to Abigail and said, "David sent messengers from the desert to give our master his greetings, but Nabal hurled insults at him. Yet these men were very good to us. They did not mistreat us, and the whole time we were out in the fields near them, nothing was missing. Night and day they were a wall around us all the time we were herding our sheep near them. Now think it over and see what you can do, because disaster is hanging over our master and his whole household. He is such a wicked man that no one can talk to him." He demonstrated a deliberative disposition. Though limited, he evaluated his options, determined only one person could possibly make a difference: Abigail. His persuasive appeal prompted her into action. Had he not done what he could that day, it would have ended quite differently, and the long-term unintended consequences would have been devastating.